I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy police presence was seen in a section of Beijing one day after a group of protesters took to the streets in the capital city for a peaceful demonstration against restrictive coronavirus measures, barely a month after granting himself a third five-year term as China's leader. Xi Jinping is facing a wave of public anger over his zero-COVID policy. Demonstrators poured into the streets over the weekend in cities including Shanghai and Beijing in protests unprecedented since the 1989 student-led pro-democracy movement centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Ukraine prepares for more Russian strikes after an apparent lull of bombardments on the country's energy infrastructure, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia will continue to bombard Ukraine as long as they have missiles to do so. In the West, preparations were stepped up to boost humanitarian aid to Ukraine ahead of expected blistering cold weather. Norway's foreign minister visited the capital, Kyiv, calling the situation desperate, with citizens facing the grim choice of fleeing or freezing. Russia has pounded energy facilities around Kyiv with a barrage of missile strikes, resulting in power outages and halts in water supplies to the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday, with ongoing attacks on the nation's infrastructure, Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to use the winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine.
We need to help Ukraine to defend themselves against this horrific type of warfare.
Speaking to reporters in Romania ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Bucharest, Stoltenberg also said he expects more attacks on Ukraine's power grid and infrastructure. This is VOA News. Somali police announced the country's security forces ended a more than 20-hour-long Al-Shabaab siege on a popular hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. Mohamed Dysonay reports for VOA.
Somali Federal Police spokesman Sadiq Adan Ali Dodishe said security forces killed five of the six attackers, while one of them blew himself up. He says the Khawarij killed eight civilians who were at the hotel, and the security forces have rescued 60 civilians, and there were no injuries among the civilians. It is the second deadly siege in Somali capital in less than 3 months. Mohamed Daisane for VOA News, Mogadishu.
The Central African Republic threatened Monday to retaliate after an aircraft flew in from a neighboring country in the middle of the night and bombed CAR troops and their Russian paramilitary allies. The government said the plane targeted a military base and quote-unquote dropped explosives on a town in the north but caused only material damage. The aircraft flew back out of CAR after the raid. Before 3 in the morning, the government said in a statement, Chad lies north of the town, which was in rebel hands until recently, and relations with the CAR have been tense recently. Haiti's ambassador to the United States said on Monday the international community should send a strike force to Haiti to confront gangs, even though police have ended a blockade of a fuel terminal that caused a humanitarian crisis. The UN Security Council in October discussed sending troops to confront gangs, but those proposals have received little attention since police took back control of the terminal in November. Most countries have appeared skeptical of sending troops to Haiti. The world's biggest active volcano has started erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Mauna Loa began erupting late last night on Hawaii's Big Island.
It's not a time to be alarmed.
Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth says the lava flows are contained within the volcano's summit area and are not threatening any communities.
We have not had to do any evacuations.
Still, Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency has opened two shelters amid reports of some people self-evacuating. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory's Ken Han says history indicates summit eruptions do not pose any danger to people, but they should stay vigilant.
Any Mauna Loa eruption is something to be concerned with.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.